Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Hello, welcome back to another episode of Only Fiends with me, Karen Elizabeth Fien, and my guest today. You know him from his sex work at the Chippendales Club, Vinny Guadino. Woo, yay!
I counted on you to say my name right, and you said it wrong.
Well, how do you say it?
Guadagnino.
There is too many syllables in your name. That's absurd.
Guadagnino?
This whole time. That is ridiculous.
This whole time, I'm like, I'm doing this podcast because you're my friend and you know me so well.
But everybody says Guadagnino.
Guadagnino. Just forget it.
Guadagnino. Guadagnino.
Redo it.
Let's start over.
No, don't worry.
I want to.
I want them to know.
That I'm an idiot?
That you don't know me, my last name like that.
I wouldn't call you by your last name if we were like close anyway. I would call you by your first name.
But you would know it.
Guadagnino.
Oh, she still can't say it. Guadagnino. I'm literally telling you the answer.
Didn't I say it right that time?
Guadagnino.
Guadagnino. Oh, it's like Finding Nemo.
Finding Nemo. Think about that. And Guada. Guada Finding Nemo.
Guadagnino. You know what? It's really that extra syllable that they snuck in there.
Yeah. What's up?
How are you? Thanks for coming down here.
I'm good. Yeah, I haven't done.
I'm so mad.
I'm not mad. No. It's fine. It's fine. Whatever.
People do. I'm going to move on.
What?
Because now I'm obsessing about it. Oh my God. I'm like fully like in my head about it.
It was a rough name. Like while you were saying the Vinny part, I was having like a little bit of a panic attack.
That I was going to botch it.
Which way it was going to go.
Yeah.
And you know.
You could have also like let it go.
No.
You could have also been like, man, that'll be my name for this podcast.
Whoever's watching would have been like, why didn't he say something? So it was a lose-lose, honestly.
He's a pussy.
It was a lose-lose.
So we got the
shoes off.
Well, I have my shoes off. Mm-hmm. Here's what happened.
Is that on purpose?
My guys love this. It's for you guys.
It's for retention, so they stay tuned.
Yeah, they're...
Oh, retention meaning they won't just drop off.
Yeah.
What if you started with them off, and then halfway through, you're like, coming up next, shoes off. That would really retain them.
It does, but I just like knew I was going to say your last name wrong. So I wanted them to get on from the beginning so I don't lose your people either, you know, because you're by far my biggest get. So really glad I botched your last name.
Really? No, you get big people.
I mean, not as big as you. You're out there.
Oh, thank you.
You're out there.
I'm big in some spaces, but in some spaces I feel small.
What? like what?
Like everything that's not reality television.
Oh.
I obviously like really respect the art of comedy, and I see all the comedians that you have on, your friends, what you guys do. I give like no shit. Like,
you're good at stand-up comedy, Vinny. I've seen you do it.
I haven't done it enough to know if I'm good.
I'm telling you, I'm a bitch.
There's something there.
I'm like very hard on comedian. Like I'm like, you stink. Like if people are bombing and like ruining the momentum of my free show on Mondays at the Stand, I go around and I talk shit about them. Like I'm like,
I've been there.
Ruining the show. Yeah. And you did great and held your own. Like you were getting laughs.
I've never actually like, maybe one time years ago, but I was gonna say like I don't have it in me to like actually bomb. Like I know enough of what a joke is to like know that, okay, this might get like a giggle or something just to keep it alive.
Right.
But I feel like the real comedy starts when you actually do go out and bomb. Sure. Like I need to do that more.
Well, yeah.
I think, you know, but it's hard for me to do it because it'll be like all over the place maybe if they record.
Oh, like you're worried like T.I. Like T.I. started bombing and people are like posting videos of him like eating.
I don't know if his goal was to bomb though. I think his like my goal is to kind of bomb because it's to talk. It's to discover things and, you know, not just like go with like set up punch type shit.
And
you
it's
know?
Also like your stripes as a comic, like you gotta bomb. Like you gotta like eat the dick. Like you have to feel like the sweat like crawling up your back. Like you have to
because you took a chance though.
Right.
You didn't just bomb. I mean, so listen, some people probably just suck, but
they do.
The real comedians know those stories because they like don't give a fuck.
Right.
And I think part of the whole art of it is not caring. And that's what people eventually end up laughing at when you say something funny.
My worst bomb, I used to date one of the Lucas brothers. Do you know them?
No.
They're these black twins. They're Academy Award nominees and they're great. And I was opening for them at the Stress Factory.
Okay.
And their mom was coming. And he and I had been dating for like maybe like 6 months. I don't know. And I was like, hey, do you think your mom's going to like me? Mm-hmm. And he goes, no, she's going to think you're gross. She's going to think you're vulgar. And I was so in my head. And I think I had to do like 15 minutes or whatever.
How long were you dating him for?
Like a year and a half total.
And this was your intro to the mom?
Yes, the first time I had ever met her, dude. And I'm talking about sucking her black son's dick in front of a fucking 200 people.
Wow.
Ate my face off. Like, I had never bombed harder in my life. My friend Mookie was there. He was like, it looked like a snake eating itself. It was wild. We had a car that was taking us to and from Jersey back to the city. I walked off that stage. I left my purse there.
Jumped in front of the car.
I swear to God, I was like, I got on public transportation. I got on the first train and I just cried the whole way home.
Did you ever do those jokes before that like, and they did well?
Yeah.
So what is that that can make it like do well somewhere and then not even like, you know what I'm saying? Like if it was like, all right, like some people giggled, audiences are different, but it's so crazy how...
This was, yeah. I think even though we were like a good match, like dating or whatever, we weren't a good match comedically. We were very different. They were pretty clean.
Mm.
They're like kind of nerdy vibes. Like they do mushrooms, talk about cartoons, like stuff like that. And I'm like, yeah, I'm deep throating this fucking twin. I was like dating a twin's like a BOGO. Like, you know what I mean? And it just, so in front of his crowd, I wasn't.
Well, I give comedians respect for bombing.
Yeah, you
just
got it.
Because, like I said, you're only one way to discover what the fuck is actually funny and worth saying something, and that's to just talk and bomb. You
sure.
know? But I'm a little more like system. I can't take that risk. So like, and I want to. So like, I come in there already with like set up punch or like some stupid Jersey Shore reference that I know is going to get a laugh, and then like I try to go off the cliff a little bit, and no one laughs. So I'm like, okay, I'm coming back. Like. Make a joke about Snooki or something.
Comics do that. Like we go back to we're trying out new stuff. It's like the sandwich method, you know, like usually because you have to sort of gain. How dare you?
Sorry, the DMs, you know,
Vinny Guadagnino.
Wait, no one's DMing me. You're right next to me. Get it?
Good one.
Did you slide in my DMs? Is that how we met?
How dare you? I feel like you slid into mine. No, let's go check.
She slid into mine.
I'll read them all out not loud right now. I don't give a shit.
Wait, can I actually tell you the little story?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it about me?
Yeah.
Okay. Because well, like, it's my podcast.
I think this is how it happened, but like, I think I saw your stuff somewhere. Like, again, I'm a huge fan of comedy. Especially
when you saw my stuff.
Yeah. Like, especially like New York comedy. Like I go down the rabbit hole sometimes, you know, to find Karen, you gotta go deep down the rabbit hole.
Wow, no, Now he's comfortable. Look at this guy. Podcast bro. Just taking shots.
So yeah, I was deep down there, like page 87 YouTube. And, I think like I wanted to just follow you because again, like just for comedy and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then like, I think maybe I saw like you DM'd me or something like when I looked and like, I was like, all right, well, this is weird now because I'm following her and she DM'd me.
Right. What did but I like, say? I probably gave like hard eyes to one of your like shirtless things.
I don't, it was weird because I was like a fan.
You're my fan.
Yeah.
You heard it.
Definitely.
You heard it.
I was like a fan and I'm like, you already DM'd me.
Wow. You're so like, lucky. I'm putting you on this platform.
So thank
and they introducing you to all my fans. Well,
seriously. But yeah, I saw like, do you ever do that before? Like I do a trick where if sometimes like it's like striking gold. Like if I'm scrolling through IG and I see someone I like, I like hit message. And then like, I can see like if that person already messaged me before.
Yeah.
And if they did, I'm like, fine, I'm in, you know? So well, I kind of felt like that with you.
That's going to happen to you more than other people though.
Maybe.
Yeah. Depends what, what do you have? 4 million followers?
4.3.
4.3 million followers.
But if like, I'm saying it could happen to you in your circle, I'm sure like every, well, maybe not the comedians because they have to see you and shit. Do they DM you a lot? Like ones you don't know?
Yeah. But I mean.
But I ignore them.
I ignore them. You knew I was going to say that. Wait, well, this is what I was going to ask you. Your demo, like my followers, if you look at it, it's like 98 or 97% male.
Mine is the opposite.
It's all women.
All women. So we're getting you some women today.
Let's get some
we're
ladies.
Getting me some men. What's up, boys?
Tell them.
What's up, daddies?
These are fucking class D license holders. These are blue collar fucking good dudes. Salt that of the
like
earth.
Feet.
They love Thank you for reminding me.
I have.
Because we're 10 minutes in.
Feet people as well.
Talk on it.
I mean, there's not much to say.
The girls, just, they want to
no,
see you?
No.
Oh, guys?
No, no, no. Men, yeah,
men
yeah.
want to see your feet.
And like, it's to the point where whenever I'm posting a picture, like I'm very self-conscious. Like,
you blur them.
I either cut them, I blur them. I was on a yacht the other day wearing socks. Like,
wait,
I'm like, fucking,
I'm on your close friends list.
Yeah.
That's like a huge deal to me. I tell it everyone
is.
That. I love your
it's
close.
Your biggest accomplishment.
It's easily. Look at you smoke me, right?
Am I on WikiFeet?
You crush me.
Oh, my. I told you.
You're 4 stars.
I told you.
Oh,
I have
my
to
God.
Monetize this somehow.
You literally demolish me. You bury me on WikiFeet. And I do this.
You like bring, you like put them out there. I think it's the allure of it. It's like that I'm not
too. Look at
too...
the, oh, the one in the mint swimming trunks with the feet up. Oh man.
So now.
That's spank bank
what
all day.
What is this for? Like a guy's jerking off to this?
Yeah.
They're, right? They're, yeah, but there's only one reason for this. There's no like.
It's, it's a celebrity collection of feet and then people go and rate them.
He knows what WikiFeet is. You know what WikiFeet is.
I don't.
Really?
I don't. Oh. I knew that there Thanks, were Pat. Celebrity feet websites and shit.
This is it.
This is it.
Yeah.
Now, again, it only has one purpose, like, you know, to pleasure yourself because no one else want. Why else would anyone want to just look at feet
right.
unless you have that thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Does that make you uncomfortable?
A little bit. I don't know.
Because they're sort of like pleasuring.
Ooh.
Boo. You kill
Beat
me.
Ya.
You kill me. I'm so Beat embarrassed. Ya. Some guy has.
Yours doesn't even have the number next to it.
No.
It just has the stars.
Some yeah. Why won't. Doesn't mine have the number, Pat?
You don't have enough ratings.
This is bullshit. I'm literally, some guy has taken screen grabs of all the podcasts and like put them up though. So shout out to
that's
that like, guy.
That's artsy.
He's working hard. Well, my thing is like, that's not the worst fetish to have because if you could just get aroused by looking at feet, I mean,
I feel like it's the strongest of the fetishes and I'm just speaking. I don't know if this is true, but I feel like the other ones can kind of be contained maybe, but they cannot like it's, if you have that one, it's like super, super strong.
Okay.
Like, you know, like yeah. I feel like they feel the most strongly about it. That's why that whole thing exists.
Yeah.
And
they comment, there's like, what is it? There's,
they can't help themselves.
Feet?
Like if I have feet on my picture, like the comments are going to be crazy.
What do they say? Like, oh, those are sexy. Your big toe is so big.
They're just
look
like
at that thick knuckle.
If I post it, they're happy. If I don't post it, then it's just they're mad. They're like, fucking
fuck
show the fucking feet, bitch. The fuck you doing? What am I paying you for? How much do you think I can make?
Vinny, you're rich. Like, why are you trying to make an extra stream of income with your feet?
I can never have
too much money.
People do like, I do get haters once in a while. They're like, you're doing Chippendales. Guess things aren't going well for
you. That's exactly what they say about my OnlyFans. That's what I thought we were going to connect on that.
Let's connect.
Yeah.
But it's like, okay, so I'm starring in a Vegas live show.
Right. You're the Celine Dion of Chippendales.
I'm on 4 different TV shows. I have a residency, like my 6th one.
Yeah, but you must be in the hole.
How is that making me do bad, you know, be doing bad? You know what I mean? Like, I don't understand.
That is like a shot that people take it constantly. They're like, you must not be succeeding at comedy. You must be fucking bailing. I'm like,
you're like, no, this is working. This is why I'm doing it.
I don't know.
It makes me money.
Do you live in a nice apartment? Like, I just wonder what those people do for, if you comment on somebody's financial status, what is my pussy out?
That's good retention.
You, if you comment on somebody's financial status, you better be rich. Like, you better have your own. But people don't. They just like,
I get it. They're them. You got to hate. You got to do the whole thing, whatever. I just, I don't, like, if you're making a ton of money on OnlyFans, like, you're doing it because it makes money. You're not doing it because you're broke. You know what I mean? I like, know. I'm on all these things because it makes me money. So,
right. I love the Chippendale
shit.
But yeah,
we're both, you must enjoy we're both sex it,
right?
workers.
We are sex workers. You must enjoy it, right? I would. Like, well, like, you have a healthy body that people are celebrating and paying
Wait,
you
can
for?
We just, before we get to that, I can know we you're just not go really back to worker. Monetizing the feet?
Yeah, go ahead.
Again, because I would love another stream of income.
All right, let's talk about
now,
it.
Now, the only thing is I have, like, okay, so I have decent money. I'm not, like, rich or anything, but, whatever. Like,
I've been watching,
I mean,
since you walked
it,
in.
It's relative. But, it has to be over a certain amount for me to, you know, get my
even consider
get my
it.
Beak wet. Is that what they say? To get my beak wet. So, like, million is like the happy number for me.
Okay.
You know what I'm
a
saying?
A mil, a cool mil a year.
A cool mil a year. Yes.
Okay.
So, how do we do that?
I do think you do that. I think you make an OnlyFans page and just do your feet.
Because when you tell people, like, it's different for different people, but like at my level or whatever, like, everyone usually shuts up when you say, like, the M word.
What's the M word?
M.
What's the M word?
Million.
Million? Why?
No, because just anything you say, like, you could just be like, I, like, well, how much you do that for? Like, I got to pay it $1 million.
Yeah, and then they
even
shut
though $1 million isn't that much
especially
nowadays.
Especially after taxes, motherfuckers.
In New York City, dude, it's my, like, fucking Uber Eats bill.
My butthole's building bridges in this fucking city. I shelled out so much money this year. It's wild.
Yeah. So, but still, it sounds good off the tongue, like, yes. $1 million, you know what I mean? So
the
no
cool
matter,
mil.
Like, if I did OnlyFans, because I actually thought about it during the pandemic when like people were making like $1 million in a day.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I already showed my ass and shit on my Instagram from Chippendales.
Right.
I'm like, can I make $1 million in a day? You know, I didn't end up doing it, whatever.
I just wonder, like, you have a huge female
dick?
Following.
What?
You have I'm a huge
yeah. All the 98% men are gonna love
this.
It's a PG. Is this PG?
Yeah, we have try to keep it clean for YouTube. No, mm-hmm. We get demonetized every time. Okay, my question was, my thought is, I just wonder. Now, granted, you're selling out, and these Chippendale shows are probably mostly women. They're all 99.9%. Maybe a straggler, like, Dahmer looking dude might be in the crowd.
There's a straggler, Dahmer. There's the gays.
The gays.
We love the gays. There's
the gays
always
have money too. My thing is,
but how
I
much
don't
money?
Know.
Because listen, gays, I will give you the feet for $1 million. You know what I'm saying? But if it's only four guys,
right,
and it just seems like a lot because they're the only four guys in my DMs, I'm not doing it for y'all. All right. Get all the gays together. Let's start a GoFundMe, a Go Gay Me.
I think you do a month test run and see what you real.
But then you're in it.
You rank it. Then you're in it because then you might be depending on it. Because then next thing you know, you bought an orphanage in Africa and you got to keep it up.
I hate when that happens.
Right?
Yeah.
Do you do much philanthropic work?
Wow.
That shut was, up. This shut is, up.
No, I wasn't laughing at that. I'm like, it's a horrible question to ask me because I don't.
Is it? You don't?
Do anything.
Well, good. Now you can start.
Does that actually mean doing something? Like, what constitutes as that? Is it just money or is it like, can you lend your awareness to it? You know? I do a lot of awareness stuff.
You shed your people, light on things.
I make people aware.
That's good.
I'm like, adopt.
What are, adopt children or dogs?
Dogs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Children, fuck them.
Even though, fuck children. Whoa. That's going to get you demonetized. Even though in New York, though, like, I am, oh, God, I'm already, like, getting controversial here.
Let's hear it.
But, nah.
Let's
I don't,
go. This is good. We love it. This is going to be the clip, whatever he's about to say.
It's not that. Where is your dog, by the way?
She's going to be back soon. She's at a dog party.
Oh, my God.
I was there, and then I left her with the other dog mom.
You left her for me?
I did.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
No, it's hard. I always adopted dogs, but for the city, like, you kind of need to, like, know what you're getting because it's a small place and there's a lot of, like, different temperaments around and dogs and stuff like that. So, like,
I mean, we can talk about dogs for the rest of the podcast.
Well, like, I know, but it's, I'm not talking about them in, like, I'm talking about adopting versus buying. You know what I mean? And again, I fully support adoption 100%. I hate the issue that exists because of overbreeding and everything, especially I have a pit bull, a fucking my child, I love her, I adopted her.
Tito, right?
Tita.
Oh, see, I fucked that
got
up
my
too.
Fucking dogs.
Who's
wrong.
Tito? Who's Tito?
Like, I don't know. Like,
all right.
Like the vodka.
Look it up. Google Tito.
But like, if I, you know, like, I had got her when I was living in the suburbs, and you know, like
it was
she
fine.
Wasn't gonna
backyard.
Yeah, backyard and not she yeah. wasn't gonna be interacting with too many dogs and shit. Like yeah. it's a fucking war out here.
No, I know.
You know what I mean?
Mabel's like, reactive. Like my dog too. She gets along with 95% of dogs, but there's a dog in the park right now who she has attacked before. And I left her with the other dog moms, and it might be RIP Leo. But Leo stinks. He comes in with this like wiry energy, and Mabel's at work. Like she's mm-hmm. catching her frisbee 15 times. She doesn't have time for any fucking type thing. Like she's like, shut the fuck up. Right. And she's never actually like broken skin or made any dog bleed.
Well, dog parks themselves are like sketchy to me. I know you like love them and take your dogs there, but it's just, it's crazy how they're legal.
Well, it's not a fighting ring. Like,
I mean, it could be in 1 second, you know?
It happens. Like, I've broken up a few, probably like 5 to 10 dog fights that Mabel has been in. Mm. But it was a lot worse when she was younger. And like, I just kind of kept working with her. And, you know, then yesterday she was like playing so nicely, so friendly with a puppy. I just feel like
fight. No, I'm kidding.
Her best friend, Louise, who I think her mom's going to bring her back eventually. They do. If you were a bystander and not either of these dogs' moms, you would think they were fighting, like the noises they make.
Yeah,
but they're full on.
My
playing.
Dogs like that too.
Yeah,
I used to have a husky, and they used to like we used to love it. It was like watching it's like so National fun. Geographic. Like, but yeah, I don't know. I can't do that. So, like, yeah, I mean, with the adopting, you don't really know what their temperament is gonna.
It's true.
Grow into and training works, but a lot of it is the breed. Mm-hmm. A lot of it is the genetics. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I go both ways on it.
Yeah. You know? I think like if you're a good dog owner and like really dedicated to your dog, like you can make a good dog.
Yeah. To an extent, I think. Like, you know, like I said, again, like she's my dog's reactive and mm-hmm. like I'm sure there's more I can do, but then I'd have to start getting into like military boot camp type of like regimens right.
and
training.
Like, I want her to be a dog.
And I want her to be a dog and I'm like just an idiot. You know what I mean? So I do my best.
I'm going to die one day if I like see you with your pit bull like this. You know how they're like by their leg?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you run with her?
No, because she has like a bad leg and like she's such a like fucking fronter. Like she acts like she wants to do so much shit and then like she walks for 5 minutes and is like tired. You know what I mean? I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Like today, like when it's hot out, she can only walk for like a couple of minutes. Speaking of hot out.
Mabel's black. So she gets really hot.
She gets hot too. Yeah.
And she gets racially profiled.
Speaking of black. No. It's so nice out.
It's nice out, right? Did you run today?
I ran today. Ran past your apartment.
Yeah.
And then I just took a city bike here.
Oh.
I'm trying to burn calories and shit.
Scared of city bikes.
There's not enough things. Ports, like, yeah, there are docks when you get to the place. Yeah. I'm noticing that.
Can't like, you just like leave it? Can you just like
no.
What do they do? What do they do? Will they find you?
Charge you, yeah.
Let's talk about your lifestyle.
My lifestyle?
Yeah, because you're really healthy and it's really good.
You're really healthy too.
I am. Yeah. I'm healthier than you. Because
fuck
of
you.
Because of one thing.
Because you don't drink?
Yep.
That's where I want to be next with it. I'm like 99% there, but alcohol really has like gotten me everything I have today.
It's like the opposite of me. It's like taking everything from me.
No, it makes me amazing.
Yeah.
No one likes me sober. Everyone loves me drunk. I'm so much more fun, outgoing. Like people are more comfortable around me. I'm not socially awkward anymore. Yeah, I mean, it truly does serve like a purpose in society and my life.
For your body, like how do you feel?
Hate it, especially as I've gotten older and now like I just went to Miami and it fucked up like my sleep and I had to do it like
Vinny on the yacht was so funny. I'm on his close friends
list. You gotta come to the yacht one day.
I know, I'll come. But I'm on his close friends list and like Vinny posted this story and it's him just like sitting like chilling and then there's these two perfect asses. Like the hottest asses I've ever seen in my life and Vinny's unfazed. He's just like
just taking it all in. I'm a good like curator of things around me.
Yeah.
I make a mean playlist.
That's important.
And for the yacht, you got to have like the right
group
personalities.
Yes.
And also just like, and I'm a great food orderer.
Okay.
Know how to order the shit out of food.
So is my mom. It's so weird.
Really?
Yeah. At a restaurant?
Yeah.
Yeah. She'll take care of the whole table. She knows what you want before you want it.
Your mom. Yeah, so yeah, it's the same thing. You know, it's like ordering food.
You need the appetizer and the main course?
You need the main course. You need a little something sweet, something salty, something bitter. No, but because I have a lot of different friends in different friend groups.
Right.
I don't have like the one squad. You know, people have the squad.
Yeah. Don't you though?
No. No. Well, Mike, who? Like my show?
Yeah.
And by the way, you can talk about it.
No, I was instructed not to.
No, I just wanted to follow
instructions very seriously.
Ooh.
What? I thought my pussy was out again. Oh, yeah. I'm trying to be a traditional
obedient
woman.
Obedient. Down, girl. Well, yeah, they're like a squad in a way, but like these people like go on vacations and shit and like with the same group of people and everything. And I'm like, I don't know that many people that are like down to like, do you like that? Like down to go on vacay?
If I got
shit?
A crew. Well, vacay's tricky. Vacay's tricky because I like to do certain things.
Dinner. I don't know.
Dinner. I could get a crew together. Yeah. 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 Cause I get the group chat.
With who's in it?
I've got two different. Good. I got the Dog Moms group chat. Mm. And then I got.
I need friends. I don't have friends.
The comedian group chat.
Comedian one is good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I forgot about that.
You have a crew, right? Little like Mike Cannon, who's been on the show twice. OnlyFans.
I mean, I know. One of my favorite. Oh, I thought Mike Cannon. Like I wouldn't go to dinner with him.
No? No. Sorry. Sorry, Cannon. You're out. You're out.
I mean, love you, Mike, but.
You should quit.
Nah, but like, even if I have like a friend in a group, like I know him very well. And then like, but I don't know his friends.
What do you mean? Here she comes. Here she comes. It's okay. Hi, guys. This is Amy and Nicole.
Hey, guys.
This is Vinny. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. She didn't poop? Do you guys have my bag? Oh, God bless. God bless. God bless.
Which one is this?
That's Mabel.
Mabel.
Mabel, she might need to leave me alone, Bone, because she's going to be really into you. Listen, bitch. Oh, she's pissing. Is she pissing? She pissed. She pissed. She was just outside for an hour and a half.
She saw me, so.
Pat, get her bone. She literally, that's all for you, that urine.
See, like, already, though, like, I.
You hate her?
No, I don't hate her, oh, okay. But, like, I'm with my dog, like, I'm very regimented.
Not on the like, couch.
Not on the couch. No way. Like, like she's owning us right now. She's just fucking just nailing
but watch,
us.
Watch, Pat's gonna get her a leave me alone bone and put her in my bedroom.
Wow, Pat does the pee. He does everything.
Yeah, Pat. Yeah, Pat. If I need an orgasm, Pat.
Wow, that's cool. On demand.
That's Vinny. Do you like him? Hey, he has a dog named Tita, not Tito's. That was my fault. Yeah. See, Mabel is imperfect in many ways. Mm-hmm. But she's also the love of my life, and I would die for her. And now she's going to go in my room.
What kind of dog is she?
She's like a lab shepherd mix.
Oh, she's a mix.
Yeah. Mixed race.
Mixed race.
See, you're like, wait, do you think you have OCD?
Are we still going?
Oh, wait, did you pause, Pat? Okay, no, that's all. We're keeping it all in.
OCD.
Like.
Yes, I do have a little OCD.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because I can tell from your apartment. Like this, like, does this appear dirty to you?
No.
My dwellings. Mm-mm. Okay.
I would have more OCD about the decor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Talk to me.
Well,
you're
I mean,
a minimalist.
I'm
I know.
A, yeah, minimalist. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I like natural minimalism. So I do like the woods that you have in here.
Okay. This is all too busy, though, all this stuff.
Yeah, like the green.
Don't like the green.
Don't like the green.
I'm getting rid of that chair. I'm getting a new one. Anthropology gave me 20% off for my birthday month.
There you go.
Thank you.
I should use more. I should use more. Color. I try to like make it pop here and there, but that's just me. This is a vibe too. This is like just a kind of vibey.
The thing is, like, I need like a multicolored rug because, as you saw, the dog's gonna piss a little on it. You know what I mean? Like,
so, but like on a more serious note, like,
I'm gonna lick it.
OCD, like, I don't think is like when they say like, are you OCD because your apartment's clean and stuff? Like, I think that's just like someone being like kind of neat and stuff. But like, I think like. I had like, well, I'm not OCD. I'm an overthinker.
Okay.
You know, so like, are you an overthinker?
No, under.
Underthinker.
I'm an underthinker. I'm like,
Weren't you like addicted to stuff though?
Sure.
Yeah.
Very addictive like personality.
Yeah. So I think that can be, I think it all roots from like the same place. Like,
see, I'm like
addicted to like the ego or the self and stuff like that.
Sure. You know? But I think that's healthy.
Yeah, it could be like a gift and a curse. Yeah. You know, it can make me very productive or it could like keep me up all night. You know what I mean?
See, I try not to overthink shit that I put out because it's so stupid what pops off and what doesn't. Like, I put up, and I brought this up last week, a clip that stinks. Like, very mediocre. Like, I wasn't happy with the content. It was a crowd work clip. But I was wearing a dress that was totally see-through, and you could see my ass. And I'm like, this is going to pop off because people are going to hate it. It's not that funny, and I'm half naked. Mm. And I was right. So I don't... Now, if I were to, like...
I saw that clip.
Yeah.
I liked it. I don't even know what you were saying. No.
I wasn't like proud of the actual comedy, you know? Mm. And I'm like, most of my fans, I think, know, like, that wasn't the best representation of me. Mm-hmm. But it did numbers. It made me bank on OnlyFans. It like bumped up my YouTube. So it's like,
well, sometimes like if if you were to overthought that,
I wouldn't have put it up.
And you wouldn't have put it up. Yeah. Well, it's so, the same thing we're talking about with the comedy before and stuff. But I think some people like are addicted to thinking and to like, you know, to being in their head too much. You know what I mean? So you have to kind of like take a step back and be in the moment. Are you into like all that shit?
Yeah.
You are, right?
Oh, yeah. I love all this shit. My self-care regimen is too much, though. Like sometimes it feels indulgent.
Like what do you mean? Like when you're masturbating?
Well, that's a big part of my self-care, which I have not done today, which is probably why I'm so hype.
Pat, get on it.
He jumps on my clit. I wonder sometimes if it's a little too self-indulgent, but at the same time, I'm so happy. Like I work out almost every day, mm-hmm. right? And I'm early, like, and I like to work out for at least an hour. After that workout's over, I am like sauna, steam, IV drip, facial, like,
now what
cryo.
If you don't do that stuff?
Then I'll fucking stab everyone.
See? That's what you know what I mean? Like, it's like, you're addicted to it.
Yeah.
You know?
But what a good addiction.
It is a good addiction, but it's what I'm trying to work on is like if those things don't happen.
Mm-hmm.
So like perfectionism.
Yeah. See, I see you.
A lot of people are perfectionists. This is where I was going with like their apartment and blah, 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 you know? So being a perfectionist, I don't think is a great thing. It could lead to good things in your life, mm-hmm. but you also need to be okay with like 20% of life not being perfect.
Yes.
You know? And
do
that goes with anything.
Do you feel like you expect perfectionism from others? Like when people are irresponsible, say they're late or... You got to hit her, Pat. You know you got to hit her when she barks.
What podcast am I doing? talking about? Like this is... I was fine until that. No. Because he really just went in there.
Like this.
Like with a mallet. I'm like, what? I'm like, wait, is she joking? Like, is this part of the act?
What, you don't hit your dog? No.
No, someone's calling never. Me because I didn't put it on. But say,
who's
hold
calling
that
you? Are they FaceTiming? Let's
no,
FaceTime.
It's not, I don't know. I don't answer any numbers I don't have stored on my phone.
That's smart.
So if you ever try to prank me, it's not happening.
Not happening, pranksters, losers.
You were saying from other people. Like, right. I have been in some relationships or situationships where...
Situationships.
Yeah, because I don't know. I haven't had many
we're gonna
relationships. But where I have to do a good job of being like, okay, like
women are slobs.
This person is not going to be perfect in this arena. You know what I mean? So, you got to be patient. The patience is another one.
Is it like a deal breaker if a chick is like a full on slob though?
Yeah. We wouldn't have even gotten to that point.
Because it's like, you can tell, but some women are like very put together and then you get to their home.
Their apartment or their car. You can
their
tell.
Car. Yep. I hate a fucking dirty car.
I hate a dirty car too, but my car, I'm a very clean person. You see my like apartment and shit, but my car is a little messy because I'm barely in it.
Yeah.
Whenever I'm just taking it out of the city real quick, pay like fucking $800 a month for it to sit there. And then like, I'm just too tired to like clean it and shit. Yeah. You know what I mean? And it's also like a second storage unit for me.
Okay.
But yeah, you could tell by someone's car. You could tell, you know, by someone making the bed every day.
Right.
Someone's apartment.
You make your bed every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Messy bed, messy head. That's what I heard.
I love messy head.
There he
Let's
goes.
Let's talk about giving
There he
head.
Goes. Yeah. No. I'm like, yeah. I'm so good at it.
Yeah.
I had a palate expander as a child, so.
Perfect.
Thank you. What do you mean you haven't had that many, Pat? You haven't had that many real relationships? When was your last girlfriend?
I've had...
Now you're going to get nervous? Stuff.
Yeah.
Good. Good. Now we're going to press in. Can't tell me what I can talk about.
Yeah. I just didn't want it to be basic.
But you didn't know where you were.
I am
basic,
but I wanted to show everyone a different side of me.
You're white.
On this low stakes podcast.
You're a sex worker. you're just a basic bitch.
I told Karen she's not allowed to ask me Jersey Shore questions.
Yeah, but like I think it's
fine.
That's
not what I wasn't saying. You're not allowed. I was just like,
you're not allowed.
Putting the
he made me sign a DNA.
And a DNA. Yeah.
You think I really didn't know?
What?
That it was an NDA.
Oh.
I've had to sign them before.
No.
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah, I was on this show called My Big Fat Fabulous Life.
Oh, for shows and stuff.
Yeah.
Have you ever signed one for a guy?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
I've just been,
me neither.
I've just been pulled aside and asked to stop talking about
them. Yeah. That's what I usually do. I'm like, we're cool, right? Like, maybe I should get the NDA. I'm like, me and you, we're chill, right? Like, you wouldn't. Yeah, no, I didn't want, like, just, you could ask me anything, but, like, you know. Yeah,
I see that. I don't want to talk about the girlfriend thing.
We'll talk about it. Okay. I do press, and, you know, it's always about Jersey Shore. And people, I think they sometimes feel, anyway, I'm not going to tell you how to do your job. But I was going to say, like, some people, like, that's the only thing they
it's
know
like
how to
talk. It's like the well they keep
they
going back to.
They know how to talk about, you yeah. know what I mean? I'm like, yeah. no, we can, I'm a human. We can talk about.
I do other things,
you know.
Yeah.
But not even about me, just talking.
Right.
You know, but yeah. just like not like, do you still talk? Like the questions we get every day are unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know, do you still talk to everyone? We do the show. It's airing every Thursday.
Right.
And they're like, do you still know them? You guys should bring the show back and blah, blah, blah. So great. Anyway, back to the girlfriend
thing.
Very
politician thumbs up.
I have I was going to say master's. I have a bachelor's in political science.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
I have a bachelor's in acting and
head giving.
Mm-hmm. And I minored in French.
For real?
Mm-hmm.
So well, from where? Where'd you go?
Marymount Manhattan College.
So acting, huh?
Yeah.
Like theater?
Yeah. Theater performance.
Nice.
BA. I was wasted for my senior audition. I was very bad. I got kicked out of two dorms, but.
For your audition, did it work out better?
No.
No?
No.
Did you want to be like on Broadway or something?
Yeah. I did like off-Broadway shows for a while.
I was an off-Broadway show.
Were you?
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
It was called That Bachelorette Show.
Oh.
And it was like one of those like, it was just like an interactive like yeah. drunk thing for, it was like my precursor to Chippendales.
Okay.
When I had like a couple years of my life where things
went dark.
Weren't popping off. Yeah, things got a little dark. yeah, you could probably find it on there.
Let's
put it in Vinny. And so anyway, so yeah, it was kind of fun. But you were saying off Broadway.
I just like, I got cast in these shows and they were fun, but I was 20 when I got cast in the first one. And I just started drinking. Look at you.
The red velour suit. They just like wanted me to play myself, basically.
That's awesome. So that we would just get drunk every night after these shows. And these people were like in their late 20s, early 30s. And I was like 20. Mm-hmm. And so to me, it was like, I had fucking made it. I was like, I'm working with all these people. These are real actors. This is awesome. But looking back, I was just drinking so much.
Mm.
Every
you think
single
that
night.
If you were doing it at this point in your life now, you would have.
It would be different because I don't drink. It's been five years. May 10th. Thank you so much.
Congrats.
Thank you. But.
I wanted to be an actor. I did all that. Like that's how I got on. Oh God, don't talk about Jersey Shore.
That's all you can
and
talk about.
And now I keep talking about it. I'm not even gonna go there. You heard the story
go
before.
There,
no. They've heard the story. Whatever. All right. But I was doing like little like Craigslist like auditions.
I do
and
Craigslist.
Shit.
I answer Craigslist ads.
You have
too.
A Craigslist. yeah.
We have so much in common.
Income
it's crazy.
Or out calls.
It's crazy.
I was doing like little like extra. I always wanted to be. I was in theater.
I could see you on like an episode of like The Sopranos, like, you know, some Italian
that's
fucking
racist.
Shit.
That's
yeah,
racist.
I'm racist.
No, they need to
I'm
bring
from Boston.
They need to bring back I'm racist. They need to bring back like an Italian thing where like they just need to
You're telling me the Italian thing went somewhere?
Where
it's
is it?
There's everywhere I look.
Well, The Sopranos isn't what? What? No, I'm talking about a show or
Italian,
something. I want to be typecasted is what I'm saying. You know, I need them to like not hire me on merit or anything besides like he has an Italian accent. When Jersey Shore was popping off, I actually know a couple of kids that lived in LA and they were getting so much work because like every show now had like a little Jersey Shore episode of like Law and Order or some shit. It was like very topical.
Yeah.
So they were getting like all this work out of nowhere. And then like, they stop getting work.
There's got to be like an Italian, like a scripted Italian show since The Sopranos.
No.
Yeah, no. Right.
There's like
a movie.
The Irishman was like kind of like the last Scorsese one.
Okay.
Not
even. I
did try to tweet to be in the newest Magic Mike because I felt like that was pretty easy. On
That's
brand
easy for you. Yeah. You what know? Happened?
Want didn't go anywhere. No, like three people retweeted it, and that was it.
That's interesting. Do you think it's hard to date because you are such a sexual object?
God, this girl wants to know about my dating life so bad.
Because this is I run into this problem.
Everybody wants to know.
They do?
Because you're a sexual object.
Well, yeah, like you know, if you have an OnlyFans, it's like it's a turnoff to a lot of guys. It's just something they don't want to deal with. I don't blame them.
Really. What are you doing on there? Are you
fucking everyone?
Are you fucking?
Like just strangers?
You're
no,
not fucking anyone,
no,
right?
No, okay, I never fuck.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
On OnlyFans. I don't know, but it's
should we do one?
Yeah, let's do one. We'll make
we'll
so much money.
Keep it.
Yeah, dude. And oh, it's going way behind a paywall. Tight.
Yeah.
Talk
tight
about
fucking paywall.
Talk about NDAs.
Talk about tight.
People are gonna. Thank you. People are gonna try to like bootleg it.
Yeah.
Like it's gonna be better than the Kardashian.
Do I get it? I mean, no. Honestly,
I think it's different for men.
I get made fun of. Yeah, it is different for men for sure. I get made fun of. For Chippendales, not really made fun of, but like guys.
By dudes. Yeah.
Every girl I tell, she could be a fucking doctor, nun. If you say like, you know, it's also not like a strip club. Like, you know what I mean? Or I'm dancing for dollars. It's like it's in a theater. It's like a show on the strip. You know what I mean?
Right.
I've never gotten hate. They all love it. They're like, I gotta come. And like, it's great. That's why I do it. It's like the most, it's like a comedy show, by the way.
Yeah.
Like when you get there, it's hilarious.
I bet.
Everyone's like funny. The host is funny. We interact. It's we do like a game show on stage. It's not a stripper type of thing.
Right.
Situation, you know?
It's a show.
Yeah. So how do you feel like, so what, how do you navigate around the OnlyFans thing?
I don't know. It's like, I mean, it's like, I still kind of like see guys here and there, but like, I haven't had a serious boyfriend. Like I was dating a guy for almost 2 years and then I started the OnlyFans and he had a big problem with it. So I stopped doing OnlyFans for like 4 months and like lived off of the couple hundred grand that I had banked.
Yeah.
That went,
or
that
you have
goes
to like,
fast.
Or you have to like live by the, off the guy.
Which wasn't possible.
Yeah.
So.
Wait, why? Because he didn't have it?
Correct.
All right, if you're going to be barking orders,
I agree.
You know what I mean? You got to start paying the bills.
I
you know
agree.
What I mean?
I agree. So it was just, his mom found my OnlyFans. It was a bad time.
Yeah.
So here's and like some guys who like my thing is like guys who want to date me. I don't want to date them. I usually like shoot like out of my league
same,
or whatever.
Same.
So I don't know.
Yeah.
You probably have to deal with a lot of like privacy stuff. Like it's probably hard for you to date because everybody's up your ass a little.
The girl, like you said, the girls I date and stuff or go for, like they usually don't know who the fuck I am. Or
yeah.
I date like, okay, so I don't fuck down. Mm-hmm. I fuck up.
I hear you.
You know what I'm saying? Because everyone's like, oh, Vinny, aren't you worried? Like, you know, that girl's going to take advantage of you. Or are you worried about like, maybe like
a gold
babies or something
oh,
like that?
Trap.
I'm
trap
like, you. These girls don't want to have a baby with me. Like I'm fucking trash. You know what I mean? Like that's what I go for. I want to be someone's trash.
You,
I want to be like an A-lister's like passion project, like Kim K did to Pete. You know what I mean? Like I want to be, you know, like I want like, you ever see those couples where it's like, she's dating him?
That is so interesting.
Because
I feel like most guys are the opposite. And most guys don't want like a more successful or more elite person than them. They want somebody who is going to be in the background and be a cheerleader and they don't have to worry about them over like shadowing.
Well,
them
I still like traditional vibes, you know, and I think that even if a woman is successful, I'm noticing in my research, she can still have traditional vibes as a woman. She could be very feminine and
submissive
she could
and
she
all
can
that, sure.
Submissive.
You love this.
You know, so yeah, like I would think that would be like the best situation, but, like where she's successful.
Yeah.
So I know she's, oh my God, I know she, it's my dad and my thing was on, but that's cause he's on the favorite thing.
Oh.
Anyway. I know, yeah, I know she doesn't want shit from me, but at the same time, like, you know, she's cool with like being like a, you know, traditional woman
and being secure enough to like, if you're still doing the Chippendales thing, you're being, you know, ogled by a,
yeah,
thousands of women.
I never really run into that. I like dating like a secure woman, right, who like doesn't really.
I'm a Taurus. We can be possessive. So
would that bother you?
Yeah, I would like show up to your shows, just fight everyone.
You liar. If you saw it, you would know. It's like a fucking comedy show.
No,
you know?
It wouldn't bother
me. I've had like a couple of girls make comments, but they're like, they'll be like, what if I did that? I'm like, on the street? I'm like, or like, are you in a show too?
Right. Did they ask you to be in the show?
What's the context?
Do you
here?
Like Vegas?
I don't when I'm there, but when I leave, I miss it.
Really?
Because I love the, like, the hospitality industry has like these people that run it, mm-hmm, and they're like totally like normal. They're not like Hollywood people. Mm-hmm. They're just like people that moved from like Chicago and Ohio and shit to like go live in the desert, mm-hmm, to like run the Wynn. You know what I mean?
Yeah, which I love the Wynn.
So I love the Wynn. So,
they have my clean market there. They have the IV drips there.
Yep. So, yeah, it's like a cool little like off the strip community that like, yeah, I've become a part of.
Cause I've done like a festival. I'm going back in September, and I just like Vegas isn't really. It doesn't feel very me. I don't. Really,
I wouldn't live there. Yeah. I do like. I don't like. It's the desert. Yeah. I like what I do, which is like a little staycation,
right,
for like 5 weeks, okay, and they put me up and shit. And
are
I feel,
you on stage
feel like,
every night
feel like
for those
Elvis.
5 weeks?
No, I just do it on the weekends.
Oh, nice.
I do it like Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
That's fun.
Yeah. So. That was really, I do like to fuck up and hopefully.
I feel like I'm, you know? I mean, it depends.
What are a couple of good ones? We had Pete and Kim, which, yeah, to me, if I break that down, that's actually
who's
not.
Fucking up? Like, I, yeah, feel like they're, yeah, equal.
They are.
Especially well, if you look at his.
But at first.
Resume, his pussy resume.
Yeah. That's
she's
true.
Not the top of that list.
Mm.
I love
depends
Kim
on
Kit,
what
don't
you,
get me wrong.
What you're looking at. Like,
youth.
She's okay, yeah. She's losing points. She's
Taya
gaining
Gerber
points.
Is smoking all of them.
Yeah.
They dated her for like 2 seconds.
Right. But she's $1 billion. So. Yeah.
So there you go. I don't know. I read she was in debt. I read Kim K had like the debt.
For real?
Dude. Yes.
Oh, no.
Because they put like all their houses on like credit, dude. So they have like,
I feel like
they
all
took
rich
out loans.
People are in debt and bankrupt and know
way.
How to like do it so they don't pay taxes.
I feel like the
I need
banks,
to learn that. I pay taxes. Like I'm fucking doing well and like
don't get me
here's
started.
Half of it.
Don't get me started.
I need to like start being broke or something. Like
I'm like, where does my money go? Like, am I sending kids to school? I don't want to. Like, do I get
you're
to choose?
A little village in Africa. you just bought an orphanage.
Well, they're probably fucking cutting their clits off and not letting them do any fun things. So I don't
anyway,
like
anyway.
They do that in Africa, Vinny.
Eric Andre was a big one. He was with Rosario Dawson.
When? Wait.
Look it up.
When? In between. Who did she dated Corey fucking the
I don't
politician
know anyone
guy.
Else. She dated Corey Bush?
No. Corey.
Isn't that his name? Corey Bush?
I don't think it's Bush. Is that his last name?
I like he Bush. I do. I like
on a
little,
girl.
Yeah, a little bit.
Really,
a little bit. Yeah.
Okay.
Not like crazy. I want you to be like
manicured
everywhere,
right?
And then like have a bush,
a little bush.
Yeah,
like a little like on the top.
Not or, like a landing strip, like actual like little.
You're crazy.
Like a little bush. No, it's a thing.
I like it.
I'm
neat
not the only
and
guy.
Clean down there, like a little baby girl. Well,
no one cares what you like.
Like a little pedophile.
No, see,
I do.
You found it.
Rosario. Eric
got look at that. But he's,
oh, wow. He's so funny, though.
But this was kind of before he blew up, I think, a lot since this. Like, but when he was with her, it was kind of like wow. Not really. He might have had the Eric Andre show, but like he's
that's
become more of a
example.
Household name. Was he with Emily Ratajkowski?
Stint. She's with a lot
I
of people.
DM'd her.
Stint.
I mean, I didn't DM her.
Let's go, Vinny.
I didn't DM her. No. I commented on her page because she had a. She had a thing that said, everybody loves an Italian boy.
Is that Rosario?
No, that's Emily.
That's Emily. Her ass is crazy.
She's popping it. She's popping it out.
Well, it's so good.
Bro,
you, if
ass,
it's not there to pop.
Just standing ass is amazing.
Just standing. No pop.
No pop. Like that shit is.
Yeah, but that's like genetic. If it's like
you
bubbling.
Have that. Like you're just walking around on stage and still have ass, you know? A lot of these girls don't have any ass unless they're
running their asses off. They're doing
they're
too much cardio. It. They need to lift more weights.
No, they just don't never.
Or
they just don't have it. They just don't have it. And you think they have an ass, but then you see them and it's like, where is it?
And they trick you because they've been popping it out.
And some of them have ass from the front.
That's not good.
Well, not when you also don't have it from the back.
I'm like, wait, what do we mean? Like a fupa?
No, like hips.
Hips. I love hips.
But no ass behind it.
You can't, like, that's not good still?
No.
Really nice hip, like wide hips. Like a,
I like the hips.
An hourglass.
I would love to continue it around. I don't want it to, hips. That's called that's ass from the front.
You don't like being tricked.
Yeah, yes.
What was the thing that you posted illusion. That you and I were talking about?
Face, ass,
yes,
tits.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
I didn't agree with the whole thing.
Yeah, what were the things that we were like disagreeing
It was
about?
Like tit size over tit shape.
Right.
I like that.
Wait, so you prefer...
Shape over size.
Shape over size.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Some guys are just tit guys, though. Like, Pat's a tit guy. Yes, you like big tits. You like big Jewish tits.
That was the old me.
he's evolved.
I do find that the older guys evolve. Get...
I do go through phases, too, by the way.
I found that the older guys get... They go from tit guys to ass guys, especially once they start fucking and seeing the role that the ass plays in intercourse.
Yes.
More than
you
the
can't,
tits.
You can't... That's always going to be a constant for me, the ass thing. Tits, I go back and forth on. I don't love fake tits. No. I'd rather like smaller real tits over, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, about the shape, you know, I love a good teardrop.
Loves a teardrop.
Oof. Love a teardrop. And I like when they're big and natural too. And sure. Then like people hate on me. They're like, they sag. I'm like, they're supposed to sag.
It's natural. It's still sexy.
It means they're fucking big and
yeah,
they're sagging.
Heavies. You're
like, you know what I mean?
You're like heavies.
You got the heavy
heavies.
Bags,
yeah,
yo.
Yeah, yeah.
The
yeah.
Fuck?
Yeah. I've always loved big
breasts. I love stretch
breasts.
Marks. I love all that shit.
Stretch marks in the right places.
Yeah, not across her fucking forehead.
I do too. I love stretch marks.
The face, though, is important.
Of course. That's
it's
the
like,
thing.
I just want like
which is
I,
weird
because
yours sucks
is
yours face isn't cute like it's so ugly
I'm like mid
you're like a four
all I want
you got
is
a big
like
ass,
a beautiful face beautiful natural titties a yeah. Fat ass like right
shut
some,
up
some hips that's all I want
Vinny shut up just a perfect woman
like
what's
perfect
so fucking hard about that and I want her to be a minimalist and clean up and not be
yeah, yeah.
And just
be
like,
rich
and be rich
but
and, like,
also
have a bush
love a bush
I don't know about the bush. I don't think you're gonna. I mean,
are you incapable here, of growing one?
No,
because
of course
you,
I can
no, because some
bush,
of them get them like lasered and shit.
No, I'm not. I can grow
I'm
it.
I'm telling
I'll,
you, do
I
the bush.
I started growing it right now for you. I put some chia.
It's been
seed.
An hour, and like you a have a bush pet. Now. Mm.
Do you go for
try
like different
bush.
Ethnicities of women?
Wow. What? Yeah, I like whatever. Whatever I just described. Perfect ass, tits, face.
No, because you posted
personality,
girl.
Community.
You were like, I don't know, or I just like the vibes, or I just like the aesthetic. Oh, no, was
yeah.
That on Close Friends? It's probably on Close Friends. Probably not supposed to talk
well,
about
no, it. I was going to say, like, I don't really care about the race, like, if
yeah.
They have, like, a fat ass
certain
and a pretty face and stuff, you know what I mean?
Don't have asses. Most white women, I feel like, don't have asses.
So you might not. No, some do. They're called pogs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I know.
I will date a pog.
People write that on my thing
you're
sometimes.
A pog?
Yeah.
Yeah. I love a good pog. But also like, yeah, you know. I also like a little bit of like flavor, you know what I mean? Mm. Like I don't really tend to date Italian women too much.
No.
Because
how's your mom feel about that?
She don't care.
Not
as long
at all.
As I'm happy and, you know.
Are you the baby?
I'm only son, but I have two sisters.
You're middle.
Mm-hmm.
I'm middle too.
Yeah. Italian people, I don't know, like I feel like I'm dating like my family, like
okay.
You know what I mean, like I dated like a really traditional Italian girl mm-hmm. once and like I felt like she was like my cousin. I like learning things from the other person,
right?
Being inspired by like who they are and where they come from and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, like I was just in Colombia
mm-hmm.
and like I was just like
slaying puss.
No, I was working. But I saw a lot of guys slaying puss there because
yeah?
Well,
they let you watch.
Yeah, they let me watch. No, it's like a thing there. Like, it's just like they're just walking around
everybody's
the street
just...
and anyone can like get with them. Yeah, like sex work is huge.
Oh.
It's sex tourism. It's kind of
okay.
Sad, actually.
Did
but they're hot. They're like,
I'm sure
it's
they're
like
all...
not sad looking at them. Like,
no, I was going to say like they're
the
probably.
The idea of it is sad, but like, I'm like, you're the most beautiful girl I've ever seen. Like,
right.
Do you want to get married?
Do you want to get married?
Do you want to come to...
And she's like...
She's like, yeah, after I'm done with this guy over here.
He's like, this guy's going to buy me lunch for blowjobs. Then I'll marry you.
Right, right. I'm a simp.
Then I'll marry you.
What
all right, we've already done more on my pod than we usually do.
What?
See how easy?
We just got started.
See how easy?
The fuck are you talking about?
I knew you would be great. So I've been asking you for a year and a half.
Well, I wanted it to feel
organic
right,
and right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I do appreciate you.
I appreciate... Wait, what? Even though she didn't know my name, my last name.
Guadagnino. But
you know,
can I say something?
No, you're a good person. Like, and you help me with like comedy.
I want you to do more.
You're very like welcoming and you make me feel like good about it because like...
It is tough.
And like it, and the comedy community has been the most welcoming community that like I've ever met. I go in a lot of different circles. You know what I'm saying? But like comedians who you would think would be the most ruthless, they'll be like, do you want to go on stage tonight? Yeah. I'm like, no, dude, I've never done it before. Like, this is the main room of the Comedy Cellar. Like, you're Chris Rock. Like, I'm not. He's like, no, come on. Get up here. I'm like,
these people are going to love it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the other thing. Like, you're.
Do you
want
to go on tour with me? I'm like, bro, I just started.
You're a crowd pleaser. Like, you're.
So it's selfish.
That is one thing.
She's like, just be on my show. I'm trying to sell tickets.
I feel like that's one thing you definitely have going for you, though. Like, coming to the stage, like, people are...
But then you got to be good, you know?
You do.
You got to have that little spark, which I do. But then it's, like, continuing it.
And, how do you write? Like, what is your...
So, like, I started talking about earlier, like, I took, like, a stand-up comedy class, I told you. They didn't teach you how to write, but it was just, like, you know. And I don't know. Like, I kind of, like, try... Like, this sounds weird, but, like... Sometimes I try to like emulate like different comedians, like with my own jokes, obviously, but like, you know, like their style, like one time, like I like Anthony Jeselnik because like he's dark kind of like me, you know what I mean? But his comedy is just set up punchline, you know what I mean? And I'm like, I can rationalize that in my head because I'm like a systematic person. I'm like a left brain person.
Okay.
I think, I don't know if it's the right or left, but like, I could do that. So I'll start writing.
Like, the formula is easy for you.
That formula, you know, but like I said, I think that to really find my voice and what formula I have, I'm going to have to just go up there and start like talking.
Yeah.
Like when I did UCB for like 6 years and I would do like the monologues all the time at their ASCAT thing. Mm-hmm. You know what that is?
Yeah. I remember.
And like just me free flowing up there, giving a monologue, like it's a very forgiving audience there, but like,
crush.
People in stitches, you know what I'm saying?
Good,
so it's hard, but I can't just go up and do a monologue at like, you know, the
club.
Stand, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But something like that, something like talking, I listen to like Louis C.K.'s like formula and he's like, no, I write down bullet points and I let the audience tell me what's funny or not, you know what I mean?
He's just like, and I'm not saying that I'm there, but like, he's one of those comics and like, you kind of do get to a place where you're able to write on stage.
Yeah.
You have enough, like, I mean, I headline, like I have, you know, close to an hour of like written material. I have more fun doing crowd work. Mm. So like sometimes jokes will be birthed from crowd work.
I think the funniest ones and the most real ones, you know, it's like, so it's so stupid. It feels so stupid to me going up there and saying this recited joke.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I know.
I'm like, I know, you know, it's, and even with that though, the audience is still so forgiving and they're like, no, like I want to hear it. Like I'm here to laugh, you know, but I just feel stupid rather than just like feeling like I'm actually talking to you about like this funny thing.
But it's like, we're giving people the license to laugh at shit that like they might be thinking all the time, but like, you know, and like in a group that they're all kind of like, oh yeah, let's make fun of transgendered people. Yeah.
But it's just like, you guys do it so well. You do it so like, fuck them. You do it so well where it doesn't, there's like a certain, it's like when you go to flirt with somebody, whatever, like where like this other like tone comes over you and you like start talking like
is that
like,
what you do?
Like everyone can hear it in the room, kind of. Some people do it like podcasting and shit
when they're like spitting game.
Yeah, like there's something off. There's like a little bit of a disconnect between like who you actually are.
Inauthentic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, so.
I think being authentic is one of the most important things about comedy, because if you're not like, if you don't trust yourself and you're asking a crowd to trust you, it's kind of weird.
And like the moments where I'm like, oh, fuck, I fucked up or whatever. Like everyone's laughing because it's you.
I know.
You know? Like, so it's like, how do I just do that the whole time? You know what I mean?
Just fuck up
like,
the whole time.
This is me. Yeah, I'll just fuck up the whole time. Maybe that's the key.
All right, this is the
key to comedy, guys.
This is the end of the podcast.
Oh, this was so fun.
You did such a great job.
Thanks. You too. You're a great host. Don't get me canceled. I probably got canceled 4 times.
You didn't say anything bad. Except for that thing about black kids in Africa, that they don't deserve food and water. Is that what you said?
Well, I was hitting the dog. You're right. And I was like in the back.
Who hit
and
the dog?
Yeah.
Pat, do B-roll of you hitting the dog. I don't know. Is there anything you want to point my fans to? Do you want to throw out? You want them to follow you?
Just my feet. Follow me on WikiFeet.
When does Jersey Shore air?
I don't care.
I ask one question. He doesn't care.
I don't even know. It just aired. And now another season's going to air eventually. But just follow me on Instagram at Vinny Guadagnino. And, you know, you can keep up with me and the yacht and all that stuff.
Come see Vinny do stand up. He's going to do it more and more and more.
Yeah, I'm going to do it more. Karen's like my little.
He does new jokes at the cellar sometimes. Like
my little mom.
This guy, he's good. You know, I wouldn't encourage you if I thought you stunk.
No, I definitely feel like there's something there. It's just about finding it and
under the bush.
Also, it's under the bush. It's like going to the gym. You know what I mean? Like
you gotta work out.
You gotta work out, and I'm running around so much that I'm not committing my full life to it. You know what I mean?
Very busy guy.
But like I moved to the city to commit my full life to it. But I'm gonna take the money first.
Take that cash.
I gotta take the cash. You know,
it's not Chip and Stale.
Chip and did you like rail?
Is that good? Oh, all right. Goodbye.
Done. Bye.
Good. It's only she is.